Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today we continue with Professor Todd Green attacks on our conservative politicians, those who ran for office in the year 2016. And today I want you to realize Professor Green's opinion concerning Muslim attacks, or as he says it, terrorist attacks. So without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green, in his lecture, which he titled Islamophobia and the 2020 Election.
Ted Cruz, after the Brussels terrorist attacks in 2016, famously or infamously suggested that we should patrol Muslim neighborhoods. Let's keep an eye on Muslims and keep them under some sort of kind of security wraps before they can do anything bad, right? So basically make Muslim neighborhoods, wherever those are, I'm still looking for them in the United States, but make Muslim neighborhoods mini security states. If you have any kind of knowledge of Jewish ghettos in security states in Nazi Germany, right? I don't make those comparisons very often. I don't like making Nazi comparisons often. But this is eerie in terms of how it resonates with certain parts of history. But again, this is not an accident. This is not him. This is not a slip of the tongue for Cruz. I actually think he believes this.
Now, here we go, America. Professor Green does not like Ted Cruz, as he did not like any of the previous names we mentioned. Dr. Ben Carson, Newt Gingrich, and Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, George Bush, just name it. It doesn't matter really what name you have in the Republican Party. They're all evil. Now, let us examine why he does not like Ted Cruz. He said, after the Brussels terrorist attack in 2016, famously or infamously suggested that we should control Muslim neighborhoods. First of all, what is so amazing about Professor Green, he talks about all these attacks which Muslims launched against the people of Europe or the people of America or the people in the Middle East as if it was not that bad. So what is the big deal about an attack here or an attack there? He did not even want to mention in his lecture the word September 11 or the attacks of Muslims September 11. He just mentions a year, as we have talked about in the past, after 2001. What happened in 2001? Professor Green is doing exactly what Congresswoman Ilhan Omar stated about September 11, who just said September 11 is some people did something. That's exactly how Muslims can get away with their crimes, because liberals like Professor Green care less about exposing the problem of Islam, the fruit which fall from the tree of Islam. Yes, for Ilhan Omar, September 11 is some people did something. For Professor Green, the 9/11 attack is just simply after 2001. That's exactly how he put it in his words. Now, what do you know about Brussels attacks? For Professor Green to mention the name of the attack to be Brussels, Belgium, do you think his audience knows what he's talking about? How many of his students understand how much damage took place in that day in that beautiful part of Belgium? Of course, I guarantee you, not too many of his liberal students and his audience have a clue what happened on that miserable day in Brussels, Belgium. But maybe the Muslims know what happened there, but most liberals in America are not interested to know about facts about Muslims' attacks. Because trust me, if you are watching the liberal media, which I call fake news, years before Mr. Trump used that expression, you will never know anything wrong is happening in the European countries or in the Middle East concerning all the Muslim attacks. Okay, let me ask you a few questions. How many Muslims were involved in that attack? How many Belgians were killed in that attack? How about the number of injured in that attack? Do the Muslims who performed that attack follows the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, were they true Muslim believers? Or do they have some other name by the liberals? Maybe liberals like Professor Green needed to be reminded of every attack and the details of these attacks and the verses of the Quran and the commands of Muhammad, which causes these Muslim people to do what they are ordered to do. Then we can figure out we have a problem with Islam. And before I even come to share with you what happened in Brussels, Belgium, let me share with you some of the previous attacks by the Muslims who live in Belgium. You see, we have in Belgium a good 12 million people. 300,000 of them are Muslims. Around 50,000 of these Muslims are refugees. Do you understand what refugees is? That means the Belgian government pay the bills for these Muslims to go and live in Belgium. They pay their flight. They actually take care of all their needs while they're living in Belgium. That means they're paying for their housing, they're paying for their food, they're paying for their health care, they're paying for their education, they're paying lots of money, millions and millions of dollars. And because the Belgians are very nice and so loving to the Muslims whom they brought to their country, Muslims return this love with the real practice of Islam, which is tyranny, which is practicing the commands of Allah and the orders of Muhammad. Why? Because, hey, they are almost 3%. Wait until they get to the 5.5%. It will be a long nightmare for the Belgians. And that is the reality of what the Muslims would be doing in Belgium. And not just Belgium. How about all over Europe? And not just all over Europe. How about Canada and Australia? And soon, they will do the same in America. So, let me share with you some of the Muslim attacks to the Belgian people who love them, who brought them there as refugees, who are doing to them more than any Muslim country will ever do, including Saudi Arabia, who will not bring any Muslim refugees to their land. So, in simple words, I can say that Saudi are smart and the Belgians are stupid. So it is with many liberals all over the West, just like Professor Todd Green himself. Now, here we go. Let us begin from 2014. In May 24th, there was a shooting took place in a Jewish museum of Belgium. In 2016, on the 22nd of March, the Brussels attack, which we will be talking about in detail later in our study. Now, on the 6th of August, 2016, there was a stabbing of Charleroi police officer. Now, on the 5th of October, 2016, there was another stabbing of a Brussels police officer. Now, let us move to the year 2017. On the 20th of June, an explosion occurred in Brussels Central train station. In the 25th of August, 2017, two soldiers were lightly wounded after a machete-wielding man attacked them in Brussels, close to Grand Place. In 2018, that is on the 29th of May, a prisoner left prison stabbing two female police officers. Then he shot and killed both of them and a civilian. Now, I want you to think about these machetes and these knives and the small bombs which Muslims are using in Europe to carry out these attacks. Do you know how much bigger this problem would be for us here in America? In Europe, you cannot buy a gun. It is difficult to gain a gun. And that's exactly what the liberals would like to do to America. They want to make it illegal for you to have a gun. But you see, the Muslims of Europe are terrorizing the people of Europe, and the European cannot defend themselves. And they can steal their guns, like in this last case, and they can use these guns of the officers to kill the officers. But now, I want you to use your imagination and think with me for a moment. What if the Muslims in America do exactly what the Muslims in Europe are doing? That is, carrying out attacks all over America. They have plenty of guns, all kinds of guns, because it is legal in America to have guns. And I'm thankful to God that we, the Americans, have the Second Amendment, which means we'll continue to have the weapons to protect ourselves from the Muslims' attack in the near future. Because trust me, there is not enough big government to protect all the American people when the Muslims carry out their attacks against us. It's going to be a chaos. But at least we're not sitting ducks like people in Europe.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Now I want us to go to the most important attack which Professor Green is talking about. That is the Brussels attack. Here are some facts. On the morning of 22nd of March 2016, 3 coordinated suicide bombings occurred in Belgium. 2 at Brussels Airport in Zaventem and 1 at Millbrook Metro Station in central Brussels. 32 civilians and the 3 bombers were killed, and more than 300 people were injured. Now you know some facts. Why doesn't Professor Green tell his audience about how evil Islam is by quoting the Quran and the saying of Muhammad, and then pointing out how much damage these verses of the Quran and the commands of Muhammad caused pain and suffering to the people of Belgium? The ones who loved and brought the Muslims to their own country. We're talking about 33 people were killed. First, 3 victims of Islam. These are the Muslims themselves. And the rest of the people of Belgium who did nothing wrong to the Muslims or to these 3 Muslim jihadi. And 300 people were injured. I can only imagine if one of those who were killed is Professor Green's father or mother, brother or sister, daughter or son. Do you think he would be talking about that Brussels attack in that light way? That is a problem with our liberal friends. They will not face the reality of Islam teachings on the subject of terrorism, and they will always talk about Muslim attacks as if they were not a big deal. So now let's go to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz saw what happened in Brussels, and he knows the reality of the power of 3 Muslim believers to carry out the commands of Allah and the commands of Muhammad to go out and perform jihad to terrorize the people of Belgium. After all, maybe, and I'm just guessing here, Ted Cruz read the 6 verses in the Quran where Allah taught the Muslims that he himself is a terrorist. His angels are terrorists. His prophet Muhammad is a terrorist. And every Muslim believer must be a terrorist. Maybe Ted Cruz knows these facts which Professor Green is unaware of. And that is Quran 3:151, Quran 8:12, Quran 8:60, Quran 33 verses 26 and 27, Quran 59 verse 2, and finally Quran 59 verse 13. Maybe Ted Cruz read the rest of the savage verses which are written throughout the pages of the Quran, especially the Medini chapters, and he knows how evil is the teachings of the Quran. Maybe also Senator Cruz is familiar with the teaching of Muhammad, which in it he told the Muslim people to go and fight for the sake of Allah, and that killing the infidels is the best thing for Muslims to do. And maybe Senator Cruz has some logic and common sense to know even a small number as 3 can do great damage in the West. And maybe Senator Cruz figured out how many Muslims we have in America. For the sake of argument, I will tell you, we only have 10 million Muslims living in America because nobody in America ever believed that we have any illegal Muslims in America. And for the sake of argument, I'm not going to say we have 10% of them are exactly like these three Muslim believers who killed the 32 and wounded the 300 in Belgium. Let's say there's only 1%. I'll be the most naive person who come up with these numbers because I believe, trust me, there are more than 10% of the Muslims who live in America are true Muslim believers, are radicals. Some of them you see on Fox News and in CNN wearing suits and ties. These are the Muslim Brotherhood of Care and other jihadi organizations. But let me say there's only 1% of this only 10 million Muslims who live in America who are radicals. Do you know what is the number, my friends? 1% of 10 million is 100,000. And we have 50 states in America. Divided 100,000 to 50 states, well, guess how many you get in every state? 2,000 members like the three who did the attack in Brussels, Belgium. Just use your imagination. Be a little bit mature and stop being naive and foolish. We got 2,000 Muslim believers in every state in America. And just to remind you, and those who carried out the attack of September 11 were only 19. 19 Muslim believers killed 3,000 Americans in one day. And three in Belgium killed 30. And I'm telling you, there are 2,000 Muslim believers among the other Muslims who live in our communities. That is in every state in America. What should you do in that case? Should you just close your eyes and pretend everything is wonderful? Will you continue to be ignorant of Islam and don't bother to at least read the book of the Quran, their holy book, to learn maybe what Usama Dakdok is teaching in this broadcast is true? And maybe Ted Cruz has the right to be concerned and worry about these Muslims? We have a big problem in America that if you speak the truth about Islam, automatically you're named Islamophobic and a racist and a hate monger. Why? Because uneducated people like Professor Green said so. He could not find a verse in the Quran to teach me about the love of Allah and the peace of Muhammad, as I can quote for you over 300 verses that teach how savage and how violent that religion is. And he could not see anything wrong even when Muslims practice Islam and attack us here in the West. So now, with this introduction, I want you to listen carefully to what Ted Cruz said. And you tell me, America, is it okay for Ted Cruz and each and every one of you to think in the same way, or should we follow Professor Green and just pretend that there is nothing wrong with Islam in America? Ted Cruz said, and I quote what Professor Green said, "Let us keep an eye on Muslims and keep them under some kind of security wraps before they can do anything bad, right?" What is wrong with that, Mr. Green? Tell me, sir, if I will tell you we have over 100,000 Muslim men and women who live among us in America who want to kill us, who want to terrorize us. What is wrong to keep our eyes on them? Believe me, if the Baptists have the same number and I see Baptists start attacking the American people and do the evil things which Muslims do, I will do the same thing. I will say, let us keep our eyes on the Baptists and make sure they will not do anything else wrong. That is a logical response. But the problem, once again, Professor Green does not see anything wrong with Islam. He does not see anything wrong with the Muslims who attack and kill innocent civilians. Because he simply will tell you, these are just some radicals who misunderstood the Quran, who are poor, who are uneducated, and also who are known to be crazy. But the rest of the Muslims are wonderful. Then Professor Green is paraphrasing the words of Ted Cruz as he is actually reading his mind exactly. That is when he said, "So basically, make Muslim neighborhoods wherever those are, I'm still looking for them in the United States. But make Muslim neighborhood mini security states." And here, Professor Todd Green is reminding his audience of that which took place in Germany years ago under Hitler and how the Germans persecuted and killed the Jews. First of all, there's a huge difference between Ted Cruz and Hitler. There's a huge difference between the Jews in Germany and the Muslims in America, because you cannot compare the Jews of Germany to the Muslims of America. The Germans were persecuting the Jews. The Americans did not persecute the Muslims. The Jewish people did not kill the Germans, but the Muslims are killing the Americans. Now let me ask the question. What is the most important job for the President of the United States of America, sir? It is to protect its people. The one job which our presidents were elected for is not to fix the roads. As a matter of fact, if the government will leave the roads alone, we can make them much better, much stronger, much faster, much cheaper. And we can say the same thing about everything our government is trying to put its nose into. That is including education or health or anything else. So I believe the most important job for Ted Cruz or whoever will be running for that office is to protect the American people. And to say we need to watch for Muslims not to attack us again and kill us again after we know we have hundreds of thousands of them in America who desire nothing but to kill us, it is the most wise thing any person should say or do. Now, the Muslims in America already harmed us, and they're doing that everywhere they go in planet Earth. We never killed any of them. So once again, I do not see anything wrong with Ted Cruz making his statement, we need to watch for our people. We need to protect our people from the Muslims. Once again, because we have to know that at least there are 100,000 Muslims living among us here in America who hate our guts, who believe in Islam, and who will attack us in the near future. And what if I tell you that the rest of the Muslims in America, the 99% which I ignored, if they have the opportunity to read the Quran and to learn about the teaching of Muhammad, what if I tell you that they can join the 1%? That means we're going to have a big problem in America, and the liberals can never fix it. And to continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.